Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 446 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined via Skype by actor Becca McCoy as we discuss her one-woman-slash-cabaret show entitled The Pearl and the Hog Waller. So we're going to get that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Bad credit? No credit? High interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
Hello.
Hello, Becca. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. So,
good.
It's that time again for the Pearl and the Hog Waller, huh?
Yeah, it's bringing back an old friend.
So good. So there's going to be an American stage for two nights, is it?
Yeah, two nights, August 14th and 15th.
Cool. So it's been a while since we discussed the show, the cabaret, so why don't you give me kind of a Reader's Digest backup of what it is and how it came to be.
Yes, absolutely. So I was living in Chicago and working as a working actor, and then found out we were pregnant and started doing the math and figured out that we couldn't stay in Chicago. So my husband applied for jobs, you know, just kind of throwing spaghetti on the wall, see what sticks, and got a job at the Florida School of the Arts, which is located in Palatka, Florida, which is 45 miles east of Gainesville. And that's the best way to describe it. 45 miles east of Gainesville. And so we went from being a working actor in Chicago to a stay-at-home mom in Palatka. And I wrote the show based on the experience of the culture shock, but also the life lessons that I learned of realizing, you know, what I could have cost myself coming into this new place, really looking down on it, being very judgmental of it. And so it was a really interesting journey of, you know, kind of getting over myself and finding new friends and finding the beauty in an unexpected location. And interesting, you know, I think it's interesting in this era, in this time, I joined Facebook a couple of months after moving to Palatka, sort of as a coping mechanism. And so when I started to write the show, I had this this encapsulation of my real-time thoughts, my real-time snarkiness, the things that I was sharing or oversharing publicly using this forum. And I was able to pull those things for the show as well, which gave it a really interesting sort of exploration of how we communicate and how we cope in this modern era, and gave me a sort of journal record of what I was thinking and feeling in real time. So I put all of those things together and wrote the show, and I used a couple of devices that helped me be able to bring it back. You know, kind of at a moment's notice. I wanted to be able to do it without having to keep it fresh in my brain all the time. So I use the large pad, kind of the way Dimitri Martin does. Uh-huh. So I have the large pad. I have journals. There, you know, lots of other props. So it kind of pushes the envelope of what traditional cabaret is and sort of toes into one woman show category, but with what I think is the coolest part about the art of cabaret, which is repurposing pre-existing songs to tell a new story, taking things and the way that you combine songs or where you place a song can create a new emotional response or catapult an arc in a different direction and give it, you know, sort of a new life or a recycled life. So it's a show that I'm really proud of, and I've done it now at, I think, 4 public venues in the Tampa Bay area. I also took it back to Chicago and did it at Davenport in Chicago, and that's the last time we talked about it, which was right. November 2012. And it's never been done at American Stage, but that was the place where I kind of started my cabaret career, cabaret journey, if you will, back in the 2009-2010 era. So it's really wonderful that it's when it's getting its, you know, reprise in this area that it's being done at American Stage for the first time.
Cool. Now, like you said, we haven't talked about it. I didn't realize it had been that long, but 2012. So
yeah. Yeah.
Have you, each time you bring it out of the box, do you go back and sort of look it over and tweak things, or is it just kind of, it's there and
I have. Well, you know, the first time that I did a cabaret at all was called Love with the Lights On. And that was a trillion years ago. And, you know, I was experimenting with ways to keep fresh, keep on top of my skill set, stay relevant, you know, be artistically stimulated as the new mom. I needed to have a kind of a new paradigm so that I could juggle those two worlds. And I started dabbling in cabaret. My first show was putting a show together based on songs I already knew. And I wouldn't necessarily recommend that for for a cabaret, if you, you know, for a really effective storytelling form. So this show, I put together the story and then found the right songs. And some of them fell right into place and they had long been in my repertoire. And some things I learned specifically because they were perfect for, you know, pushing the story along. And so the very first time I did it, I knew I had something solid and it didn't need a whole lot of tweaking. But I've definitely learned from each performance and, you know, I'll cut some measures here and there, you know, or I think I added when I worked on the show in Chicago and I finished my first rehearsal with the piano player there, his name was Andrew Blunderman, genius. I finished the first rehearsal and he said, do you have an encore song? I said, no. He goes, get one. Awesome. So I added something for, you know, for Chicago, and that particular song wouldn't fit, you know, at the end of a story being told back here in my hometown. So I might pick something new there. But in terms of the order of the songs, the story, I mean, it follows a 5-act traditional theater arc. It has, you know, like the new home and, you know, so there's 5 acts that go all the way through getting there, coping, and getting over myself, essentially.
Right.
So it hasn't required a whole lot of you know, change from the first time because I had something really good out the box. But each performance has just made it stronger by giving me the little edits or the little finessing that it needs to be a smooth and taut hour-long show.
Cool. So, since enough history has happened, are you going to have Pearl and the Hogweller 2 Escape from Palakia?
I know, I could because, I mean, we've had all kinds of just craziness in the last few years, but, you know, we went from Chicago to Palakia, and we were there 2 years, and then we came to St. Pete for 2 years, and then life threw a huge curveball at us, and we moved back to Chicago, and then life threw a curveball at us in Chicago, and we ended up back here again in 2013, So yeah, it's been we're like a boomerang. But we bought a house last year, and I refuse to leave it. I'm done. I moved 13 times in 13 years, and I am absolutely finished. Yeah. So this is it.
These are like a bad penny. You just keep coming back.
Oh my goodness! And I, you know, if you look at all of our moves, it's like a large stake is just thrust into the middle of the state of Florida, and we're on a gigantic bungee cord. So we go, like, South Carolina, back to Florida, Illinois, back to Florida. That's been our whole life. Ding, 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 ding.
So, American States, give me dates, give me ticket time, any times and tickets and all that good stuff.
Yes. American Stage, and it's August 14th and 15th. Both shows are at 8 p.m. It's in the Lobby Cabaret, so there's full cash bar service, and the tickets are available online. They're only $12 in advance. There are $15 at the door, and they can be purchased at americanstage.org or by calling the box office number, which has been the same for, like, since we were there and before, 727-823-PLAY.
All right. So, any swag to sell for your stuff? I know you have the Christmas CD, but do you have any other things you're going to be selling at the?
I do. I'm going to be singing at church in July and setting up a little table called the Christmas in July sale.
Nice.
still my Christmas CDs. Is all I've got at the moment, so I bring that to all the gigs. But hey, it doesn't expire. That's never true. A bad time to buy a Christmas album, right?
That's very true. Well, I didn't know if you'd recorded your Pearl and Hogweller yet. So,
oh man, I would love to. And this is just a cool. I'm not sure what to do with it. You know, to push it to the next level, or if this is exactly what it needs to be. So I'm just happy to be resurrecting it. And doing it at American Stage. You know, we have a new artistic director, Stephanie Gallart, who's phenomenal. I think the board really got it right, and she's a great, great thing for our community. So I'm excited to be on the calendar and getting to know her and just being a part of their programming again.
Cool. Now, you're still doing the stuff at the hospital?
I am. I have at the moment, I've got a national commercial running for the first time.
You're on the treadmill, right? Or
I'm on
some
a
exercise
treadmill.
Yeah.
Yes. I turned 6 hours of my life into a respectable part-time job, which is subsidizing my life as a homemaker, gardener, and volunteer.
Outstanding.
Yeah, it's been lovely. But yeah, I'm still at the hospital once a week, and it's still one of the greatest things I've ever done with my skill set.
Awesome. And of course, we can find out more about you at
BeccaMcCoy.com.
Oh, sweet. Well, good luck, break a leg, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
When guests can't appear in studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the Download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank actor Becca McCoy for stopping by today via Skype to chat about her one-woman/cabaret show entitled The Pearl and the Hog Waller. Again, ticket information we discussed in the body of this podcast will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of The Dumb Show? Please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableds. at capital I, inexplicable, capital D, capital S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week is the third installment of our IDS Summer Rep 2015. And we're going to have some lovable characters that we've done each summer so far. So we're going to have a fun Sherlock Holmes adventure next week. The Problem of Thor Bridge. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
That's a detergent.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.